Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents Holidays, a quartet of plays by John Guare, Preston Jones, Megan Terry, and Oliver Haley. The Actors Theater of Louisville commissioned these writers to write short plays on the theme of holidays, and the plays premiered at the theater's New American Play Festival in 1979. Now they've been adapted for radio. The first of the Holidays Quartet, In Fireworks Lie Secret Codes, by John Guare.
Green center, blue, white, gold spill.
Green, blue, white.
Red, blue, green.
Bougainvillea.
Where?
Wisteria.
Bougainvillea?
Perhaps wisteria.
Mm-hmm. Ah, wisteria.
Wisteria?
The spill.
Oh.
Gone.
Pink. Blue, white, silver,
wisteria, pure and simple.
Oh, not bougainvillea.
No,
was it
not?
In your lease that Macy's would have to do this in the river right off your terrace?
Oh, right in the lease. I calls 12 triple B. Macy's fireworks right in line with my terrace.
Hey, look down below.
Oh, no, I don't like to get too close. Please, don't lean over.
Thousands of people.
West Side Highway closed for miles. Mm. Don't lean over so. Or did all those people used to be automobiles? A frog kissed a Buick and it turned into a person.
Pink, white, blue, sunburst, dazzle.
See the last of the sunset over New Jersey.
Oh, don't be distracted by New Jersey.
Oh.
I feel guilty watching this. New Jersey is the worst state in the
world.
I never buy anything at Macy's, and here they are, paying for all this.
Oh, everybody has transistors.
Please, don't lean over.
What's that playing?
Star Wars.
Pink, green,
chrysanthemum.
Yes.
Where? Oh, missed. Damn.
Ooh, chrysanthemums again.
Oh. Where?
See that blimp overhead?
Uh-huh.
The flashing light.
Yeah.
It says NBC. Has music simulcast
with the fireworks. I never saw Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
Make it the national anthem.
You might have made a trillion, but not a nickel of it was mine.
In Boston, on Channel 13, Arthur Fiedler does Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture to fireworks.
Poor, tragic Boston.
Never gave a penny to Jaws.
Give me here. Star Wars. The Hudson.
Oh, orange.
Oh.
Pink orange.
I only go to Bloomingdale's. And they never do anything for the city. I've never even stepped foot in Macy's.
Well, they are the world's largest store.
But they seem pathetic.
Oh,
small, somehow. 34th Street down there, West Side. They do the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, just the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Miracle on 34th Street, all those great balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Bloomingdale's does nothing.
No.
And now this, begging to be loved. Macy's.
Bloomingdale's does the other 363 days of the year. Yes. Anytime you see an interesting person on the street that you don't know, that person has been sent out there by Bloomingdale's. Bloomingdale's decorates the streets of New York. Macy's just has windows and two holidays a year. Bloomingdale's has everything in between. I happen to know that Jacqueline Kennedy was going to move to Greece, but Bloomingdale signed her to a lifetime contract to stay in New York. That's why Robert Redford lives in New York on Upper Fifth Avenue. Bloomingdale's owns him. Don't turn on Bloomingdale.
Blue, white, bam, bam, bam.
Those ones whistle.
Happy to be used.
This is the most valuable piece of property in the universe. I read is the Needick's hot dog stand at the corner of Macy's 34th and Broadway. Mm. Really, more people pass by there don't feel sorry for Macy's.
Pathetic Macy's. Begging for love.
I promise you, Macy's, I'll go in you tomorrow.
No, you won't. Desperate attempts to get love.
More people go into that meeting by Macy's and the Sistine Chapel combined.
Don't steal a joke.
I didn't steal a joke.
Blue, green. Oh, they're playing Rhapsody in Blue.
Listen, that joke is from Singing in the Rain.
Don't accuse me of stealing.
I make more money than Calvin Coolidge combined. Mm. And that's what the mean movie star says in Singing in the Rain.
I saw that movie in 1952. Oh. It was the Christmas show at the Radio City Music Hall in 1952. Oh. My parents took me. I was a kid. I never went again.
I love the holiday shows at the music hall. Mm. The Easter shows.
What?
Real America. Religious event. No, I mean that seriously.
I was in the south of France one Bastille Day. They had the International Fireworks Exhibition. And Red China on a show in the sky. Chairman Mao instructing the peasants and dreaming of a new world order. Not like this Macy's rubbing.
Yellow, white, purple.
Don't make me so dissatisfied. I am so satisfied at this moment.
Don't get too close to the edge, huh?
I'm much older than you. When I was a kid, my parents took me to the Christmas show at the music hall called Holiday Inn. Mm. And Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire opened a nightclub that was only open on holidays. And Irving Berlin wrote a song for each holiday.
Blue!
And Fred brought over the same girl, and she'd be in love with either of them on each holiday, so there was always suspense.
What did they do between holidays?
The music hall never delved that deep.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yes. That was the Christmas song.
And for Valentine's Day, they sang, "Be careful, it's my heart." That's right.
It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart.
It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
Oh, really nice. It
was really kind of nice. Yeah.
What holiday was that?
Valentine's Day.
Sing the 4th of July song, simulcast with the Rockets.
I don't remember any other song.
I don't even stay in Holiday Inns.
No, I always felt rotten because I had to spend holidays with my family. And I could never go to that inn, which is always packed.
The best holiday I ever spent was in Bethlehem. Christmas. I went swimming in the Dead Sea. And it's true.
What's true?
That it's hard to go under.
Oh.
I floated right on top of the water. And that afternoon, I went to the camel races in Bethany, went to a bar, and King Hussein was sitting at the bar having a drink with a few people.
Really?
This will show you how long ago it was. Jerusalem was still in Jordan. That night, we went on a pilgrimage to Bethlehem, and we went to the Three Wise Men Cafe, and the Manger Cafe, and the Star Cafe. We brought our own wine because we were travelers, hitchhikers, student wanderers. Mm. And the management had us arrested and thrown out because it was their big night to make money, which is, of course, one of the things holidays are about. And they let us go, the cops, because it was Christmas and we were from all over the world. South Africa, Brazil. We
We went to the Church of the Nativity. Oh, and I was up very close for the Mass because I didn't want to get claustroid, which I am.
Oh, don't lean
the
over.
The incense during the Mass was very thick and it made me sick. I climbed over the altar rail because it was too mob to get out through the church. I did not want to throw up in the Church of the Nativity. And I went backstage of the altar, I don't know what you call it, to get fresh air. And a radio crew was there. I said, what's this? They were from the BBC, broadcasting the Mass all over the world. Mm-hmm. Ah, I said. And then I went through another door where the air was even fresher, the bell tower. Mm-hmm. An old man was holding on to the ropes. I asked, could I help? He said, help, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Or the equivalent in Arabic and sign language. The red light went on. The old man signaled me to start pulling the bell. Mm-hmm. I yanked it down. A loop was on the rope, and the old man showed me how to hook my hands into the rope. Mm-hmm. I began pulling, and the bell started ringing. Slowly at first, even softly, as if I were doing something wrong. But I kept pulling, and the bells got louder and wilder and lifted me off the ground. I swung way up into the air and crashed down, way down to the ground, and up and down, and up and down. 12 minutes!
Oh, my God.
And I found out later that the bells rang from the Sanctus to the Communion, which is a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And I realized, hey, I am ringing the bells for the midnight mass mm-hmm. from Bethlehem, and I am being broadcast all over the world.
Right.
Hello, world! This is me, parents, girlfriends, enemies!
Don't lean so
and
close!
I went way up and came way down. Yeah. And the old man grabbed onto my legs to stop the motion of the bells.
Pink!
Red!
Oh, gradually the bells quiet.
Center.
Oh,
I love
that.
I'm leaving America.
Huh?
Leaving?
It's not my holiday. It's not my home. I've lived here 12 years now. I am not an American. I want to go back to England.
Oh,
the biggest myth in the world is that England and America are alike. We share a language, but I don't understand it. I'm in the streets. I don't understand what's being said. I want to understand the rhythms in the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shorthand in the street, mm-hmm. a shorthand in the way people speak. I don't understand America. I don't understand what anyone says.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go home and reclaim my language. I've decided it. I haven't told any of you, but I've made my decision. I told you all it was a birthday party, but it's not. It's a farewell. I'll be back in England by the 1st of September. I love holidays. I find it difficult to survive on the days that are not holidays.
Pink. Green.
You know, it's interesting. What you said about street speech, that shorthand out there in the street, down there. What all those thousands of people are saying.
Yeah.
See, I went to New Orleans once, and I had a city map that showed a street called Mystery Street. Well, I was sure it was just an ordinary street, but I wanted to see it just the same. Well, I asked the policeman, how do I get to Mystery Street? And he said, you just march 2 blocks up to Canal Street, and you wait for a streetcar marked Desire.
No.
But really, the way he said marked, I always thought Tennessee Williams was a poet. He just wrote down the way people spoke. Mm.
In England, I rode a bus in from Kensington. Two women sat in front of me. I didn't even think they were together. Till one turned to the other and said, Hillary had another suicide attempt this weekend.
Yeah.
And the other woman said, oh, what did her husband say this time? And the other woman said viciously, oh, Hillary's not telling anyone about this episode. Yeah, and they resumed their silent, strange ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always thought of that bus line as the Harold Pinter bus line. Well, that's all poetry is. Pinter understood the neighborhood on an ordinary day. A day that's not a holiday.
Mm.
The lingo of the street.
Mm.
The way the rhythm of the town fits on the tongue. Mm-hmm. An ordinary day, not a hysterical day like a holiday. No poetry on holidays. Mm. Yeah, I can see why you'd want to leave.
Will anyone eat my Halloween deviled eggs?
Does anyone want blankets?
Oh, I'd love something.
This is the coldest, wettest fourth since 1965. Mm.
14 inches of rain or something in Memphis.
Happy St. Swithin's Day.
Pink, green.
Mauve. 40 days of rain.
Wisteria. Pure and simple.
Sing in the rain. Yes, sing.
When is St. Swithin's Day?
Were you here the tall ship's day? 4th of July, 1976. The bicentennial? Mm. Oh, the tall ships sailed up the Hudson. It's the most beautiful day in New York. People in New York were happy for a year after that. They predicted riots and bombings and general terror. Nothing went wrong that day. Oh, right up that river. All these tall sailing ships from all over the world sailed up. Up. Sometimes even today, if I find myself stuck in an elevator or the subway that's broken down, and you're there in the pitch black, I'll say out to the darkness, remember the day of the tall ships? And someone, one or two people, will always say yes.
Yeah, wasn't that a day? 1965.
What?
My God, I have lived one third of my life in New York. I'm just adding up. One third. I never meant to stay here, and now it's home. One third.
Pink.
Ooh.
Blue.
You can't leave America.
Are you doing April Fool? You can't leave New York. You know I can't leave. And when you say you're going, and announce it like that, I know you're assuming I'm not going with you. I teach. I can't up and leave. We have put so much work into this apartment. I can't afford it by myself. What am I going to do? I couldn't live here with anyone else. This is our home. We found this place. We made it what it is. We made it the show place it is. We made it a place where our friends can come and watch holidays. We had Easter dinner right here on this terrace, even though it was cold. We ate Thanksgiving dinner here because that was the day we met. I can't up and leave America. My parents are here. My work is here. My connections are here. I am from here. I can't just up and leave. You can't move away. Make decisions like that and just announce it?
You'll have summer holidays. You can visit me then.
It's not the same.
The budget flight is like commuting.
Oh, and you're not so close to the edge.
I was going to ask if you wanted to sublet it.
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't even look over the side.
Stardust. Blue. Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
They're playing Rhapsody in Blue.
Make that the national anthem.
Oh, come on.
That's not it.
Oh.
Is it all over?
Oh, screw you, Macy's. We want a finale!
Yeah.
They'll just stop it?
Well, that fireworks festival in Nice, the Chinese ended with a silver vase, and then they put gladiola buds in the vase, gladiola and then the gladiolas blossomed.
All in fireworks?
And then the petals fell off, and the gladiolas withered. Unforgettable.
Where was Chairman Mao?
Nothing political, just beauty.
I'll always remember those blues tonight. Every time I see Wisteria, I know I'll think of today.
Oh, it's so quiet down there. Look at all the people scatter. The radios are silent.
Where will you ever see Wisteria?
Are we late? Oh, we couldn't find a parking space anywhere. Happy birthday, darling. I brought you a cake. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, don't
please. Happy birthday to you.
You know it, embarrassed.
Happy birthday, dear darling. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Now, Now, everybody take a piece of cake.
What a view. What a river. Mm.
It's, not my birthday, actually.
Oh, you said it was. Oh, well, December 25th wasn't Jesus' birthday, but we celebrate it then, so we can do you now. You and George M. Cohan. My God, the view, the air. Come to this country. Leave it to a foreigner to find a view like this.
You can't leave.
The air smells of gunpowder. It hasn't started, has it? Has it?
In Fireworks Lie Secret Codes by John Guare. Now the second play in the Holidays Quartet. Juneteenth by Preston Jones.
Wow. Well, I'll be doggoned. Well, now, looky here. I never knowed that. Oh, Robert Redford, you little son of a gun, you.
Afternoon, Betty Lou.
Oh, afternoon, Mayford. Coffee?
Yeah, you bet. What you got here?
Oh, that there's my new copy of the National Examiner. I get it every month over there to the supermarket.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yep. Here you go.
Ah, thanks.
That there issue's got a real doozy of an article on old Robert Redford.
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's Robert Redford? Well, my good God, off Friday, Mayor Ferd. He just happens to be the number one super movie person in the whole dang world, that's all.
This him here?
You bet. Oh, boy, ain't he something else now.
It puts me in mind of one of the Mansfield boys.
That'll be the day. Ain't none of them buck-toothed Mansfield boys alive as by God good-looking as that.
Something about his nose.
Something about your eyes.
Yeah.
You know you're blind as a gopher without your glasses on.
Wild Bill Elliott once come to Fur with a rodeo 10-20 years ago. Now, there was a movie star for you. Used to wear his guns hitched around backwards.
Well, you can bet your boots old Robert Redford don't wear nothing hitched around backwards. Oh, boy, but if he did, wouldn't I love to be the one to get things straightened out for him?
Well, if he ain't registered to vote in Ferd County, then he ain't no use to anybody around here at all.
Sure ain't no use to me, that's for sure.
Quit mooning over that pretty boy. Tell me what y'all got on the menu for tomorrow. Looks like I'm fixing to lose my cook.
Ain't got no menu for tomorrow. We're losing our cook, too.
Damnation!
Well, I can't help it, Mayford.
No!
Old Rufus back yonder is taking off for the Juneteenth party. He's going to be doing all the barbecue for
us. Hellfire! All them colors in town out there celebrating the city park, the whole blame place is going to be like a cemetery tomorrow. Texaco Station ain't got nobody to haul ice.
Hmm.
Won't be no garbage picked up. Nobody to cook, nobody to sweep, nobody to do damn thing.
Hmm.
Only place in town going to be open is the Ferd First National. Nobody goes in there anyway.
Well, I think it's a darn shame, them taking the whole day off that away.
Yeah.
Well, my gosh, don't we give them Christmas and such like?
Well, sure we do.
Well, it seems like they would be grateful for all we give them, instead of running off every year and celebrating Emancipation Day or whatever the hell it is.
It's a kick in the white man's teeth, that's what it is. It's a smirch on all our Confederate dead. Yeah. By God, insult to the South.
Well, why can't you do something about it?
Me?
Well, I mean, my gosh, you're the mayor.
Oh.
Sam Jr.'s a sheriff, and Bubba's fixing to go into the state legislature again. Seems like y'all could outlaw it or something.
Well, too late now. Ain't a Ferd in the world can do a piddling thing about it. Should have put a stop to it long ago. Now, by God, I gotta eat canned chicken noodle soup and lunch meat sandwiches while the coloreds eat barbecue watermelon and ice cream. Ain't that a hell of a note?
It's a darn shame.
Tell you one thing plain out. I'm gonna have Sam Jr. and them deputies of his keep a damn close eye on that city park tomorrow.
Well, I should think so.
Mm.
My God, suppose they all get to drinking out there and decide to tear up the town or something.
Oh, hell, ain't gonna do nothing like that. Ain't never done it before, ain't gonna do now.
Well, I still think it's scary. Every time this here Juneteenth rolls around, I think of all them riots and such like over there to California and New York.
Oh, ain't nothing like that gonna happen here in Ferd. Them Yankees don't know how to handle their colors, that's all.
Oh.
No, man. Betty Lou, I run a pretty nice little town here.
I know.
Just like my daddy for me, my granddaddy for him. Ain't gonna be no trouble here in Ferd as long as you got a Ferd running thing.
Well, even so, I still ain't too all-fired crazy about having them all getting together in one place, that's all.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. Yeah. Give me another cup of coffee.
Coming up.
Howdy, Mayor Ferd. Howdy, Betty Lou.
George.
Well, well, look who's here. George Lewis, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Coffee, George.
Please, ma'am.
George Lewis. Ain't you old man Colbert's new son-in-law?
Yes, sir.
Work there for the highway, don't you?
Been at it for about a month now.
Yeah. How's Mary Helen, George?
Well, she's doing real fine.
How you like living here in Texas?
Oh, I like it fine. This is a great country.
Best country in the world. Fastest horses, fattest cattle, ugliest dogs, and prettiest women.
You bet.
Hey, how you like that new supervisor you got there on the highway, George?
Huh? Oh, Harvey Blankenship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really don't know much about him yet.
How do the other fellas get along with him?
Well, there's been a few little things crop up.
Should be more than a few little things. I don't know what's wrong with those damn fools up there in Austin sending a colored highway supervisor to Ferd.
Well, he does have a degree from Texas Tech. Yep.
Educating the colored will lead to no damn good. I can flat out tell you that for certain. I don't know. This damn country around here is flat going to hell. Rotten, that's what it is. Rotten to the by God core.
Fattest horses and ugliest cattle and prettiest dogs and the fastest women.
What's that?
Oh, nothing, Mayor Ferd. Just a little joke, that's all.
Damned unfunny kind of joke, if you ask me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean nothing by it.
Well, I should hope by God not.
Oh, now, Mayor, just simmer down. Yeah. George here was just hot airing around, that's all.
Hot airing around, was it? Where the hell are you from, boy?
Santa Fe, New Mexico?
George here is one of them New Mexicans.
Is that a fact?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you like it?
Like what?
Like being a Mexican, damn it.
Why, who's a Mexican?
Well, you are, that's who.
No, I'm a New Mexican.
New? Oh, what the hell's the difference?
Hey, there's plenty of difference, Mayor Ferd. Plenty of difference. Just because you're from New Mexico doesn't mean you're of Mexican descent. I mean, all folks from New Mexico call New Mexicans, because that just happens to be the name of the state. Don't you see?
Well, son, ain't no use getting all in a dither. After all, it ain't your fault where you come from. Ain't that right, Betty Lou?
Man got no say over something like that. That's what I always say.
That's right. Now, the good Lord saw fit to bring me into the world here in this by-God garden spot of the universe, and had you come along somewhere out there in Mexico, you can't blame him for that.
Hell, I don't blame nobody.
Well, of course you don't. You see there, Betty Lou, George here don't blame nobody.
That's right, big-hearted of you, George.
What is?
All Mexicans got a big heart like that. That's probably why he don't mind being bossed around by a colored supervisor.
Hey, damn it, I'm not a Mexican. Hell with it.
Hey, what's your hurry, George? You waiting to get a head start on tomorrow?
What? Hey, all I got going for me tomorrow is work.
Oh, you're wrong there, son. Tomorrow you got the day off. It's a holiday.
You crazy or something? Tomorrow ain't for George. It's only for them. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Get what? What are you all talking about?
We're talking about you getting a day off. Ain't nobody over there at work told you yet?
No. Nobody said a thing.
Well, they should have.
Oh, that bunch of half-wits there on the highway, they figure you gotta know everything right off the bat. They damn sure wouldn't tell a fella nothing.
Boy, I sure hope you all are right. Mary Ellen's been after me to take her from Dallas a couple days.
Well, now, you all can just pack on up and take off. This way you get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to mess around with.
Oh, I'm telling you, working for this highway department is really something else.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man, they take days off for everything under the sun. What is tomorrow, anyway?
June 19th.
What's June 19th? What is that, somebody's birthday or something?
No, son, it's just sort of Freedom Day.
Mm-hmm. It's Freedom Day.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. If you want to look at it that way.
But, you know, I don't know how we ever managed to get any work done at all with all the holidays this state comes up with.
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee's birthday, Stephen Austin's birthday, Sam Houston's birthday, San Jacinto Day, Alamo Day, Confederate Memorial Day, Petroleum Day, Flag Day, you name it. And now tomorrow, what day is it again?
June 19th, Freedom Day.
Right. Well, thanks a lot, y'all. I'm going right on home. Break the news to Mary Ellen.
Yeah, yeah, you do that, George. But don't you go telling Mary Helen it was us that told you about it.
Why not?
Well, she might think it's a little funny coming from Betty Lou and me and not from where you work.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, I'm going to have to go by the office anyway. Check it out with everybody.
Don't let them put nothing over on you, George. You just tell them you know you got tomorrow off, and that, by God, is that.
Right. Well, I'm going to do that. I will.
Oh, here you are, George. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, howdy, Harvey. Listen, about this thing tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a few of us won't be able to...
We don't see you in here very often, fellow. What'd you say your name was again?
I didn't.
Well, then do it.
My name is Blankenship, Mayor Ferd. Harvey Blankenship.
Oh, yeah. You're the boy they sent to us from Austin to look after our little highway district.
That's right.
You know, it come as somewhat of a surprise to a few folks in town when they seen who it was that was fixing to run things.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
But not me. No, sir. I spoke right up for you. Now, you all looky here, I said. That there Blankenship fella might be colored and all that, but by gollies, he's got him a degree from right over yonder to the Texas Tech, and that's by God good enough for me. Ain't that right, Betty Lou?
Huh?
Damn right. I've always been right on the up and up with the colors. I fixed it up so y'all could have your celebration right here in the city park. Now ain't that so?
Yeah, that's right, ma'am.
Now, wait a minute now. So who all could have a celebration?
Don't you know what tomorrow is?
Well, yeah. Tomorrow's Freedom Day, ain't it?
It's June 19th. Emancipation Day. It's when my people celebrate the freeing of the slaves.
But I thought, I mean, Mayor Ferd and Betty Lou told me...
Yeah, I can just bet what they told you.
Just a little joke, son, that's all. Hey, hell, you Mexicans can take a joke, can't you?
Yeah, well, I guess I really fell for that one.
Okay. George.
Listen here, Blankenship. Seeing as how I fixed up the city park and all that for your celebration...
I'm afraid all I've got for you tomorrow is just some extra work, George.
Yeah, well, I'd better be getting on home now. Oh, that was a good one y'all pulled on me, Mayor Ferd. I won't forget it.
Hey, I'll walk along with you.
Now, hold on there just a second. As I was saying there, Blankenship, since y'all fixing to use the city park and all that, I'm sure you're not going to find it amiss to let my nephew Bubba come on out there for a bit, say a few words considering his re-election to the Texas House of Representatives.
Oh, yeah, your nephew. What was his name again?
That's Bubba Ferd.
Right, Bubba.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Mayor. We'd be more than honored to have him speak at our celebration, but, everybody in town knows that this is his afternoon to watch Sesame Street.
So long, Mayor Ferd.
Bye-bye, Betty Lou. That's the mystery.
Come on, Joe.
You're the funny one,
Joe. Ryan's sakes.
Well, just what the hell did he mean by that?
I'm sure I don't know. Want some more coffee?
Nope. I'm going to go on over to Ferd's Fine Foods and pick me up some TV dinner so I'll have something to eat tomorrow besides cornflakes. Juneteenth means nothing to me but Starvation Day. Well, that's about it, by God. Starvation Day.
Juneteenth by Preston Jones. Now, Fireworks by Megan Terry, part three of the Holidays Quartet.
I'm having a nicotine fit.
Quack, quack, I'm gonna duck out of here. Stop it! Quack, quack, I'm gonna duck out of here. You make me feel ferocious. You make me feel ducky.
Hey, hey, you guys, be nice. I didn't fight the war just to come home and listen to you argue. You sit down here on this blanket. And Joni, don't point guns at your brother.
Sorry, Dad. He gets on my nerves. I thought you didn't have nerves like other girls.
I don't. Only when you...
Listen, Chicken Little.
Okay.
Come here, Pumpkin. You hungry? Now, what is this Grandma made for us, huh?
Chicken cooked in butter.
Real butter?
Dripping with real butter.
I haven't had real butter in 4 years. Here.
Yippee, I can eat 2 ducks.
That's enough about ducks.
That's enough out of you, Dopey.
Daddy!
You want a backhand?
No, Dad.
Now be nice.
How's the potato salad?
Never seen so many people at Green Lake before.
There's almost as many people here as there were on the streets BJ Day.
Well, were you downtown then?
Oh, Dad, you should have seen it. Everybody was hugging and kissing.
And they didn't even know each other.
3 soldiers and 10 sailors hugged me.
You're telling stories.
They did, too.
It was Peter Ferris in his scout uniform.
Hey, Dad, did you know I helped shoot the Japs in the 2-man sub that was captured in Puget Sound?
Those are just cap guns, you dumb Nazi.
They didn't know that. These guns look real. Tojo, Tojan!
All right, come on, cut that out now. I'm not going to tell you kids again.
Did you see the big bomb drop, Dad?
Did you see the mushroom cloud? We saw it on March of Time at the movies.
Did you see the people melt into their own shadows on the sidewalk?
Will the fireworks have mushroom shapes?
No, they usually look like flowers.
Did you see it, Dad? Did you?
No, I was in Kobe City. It happened long before I landed in Japan.
We didn't get to have fireworks for 4 whole years. We had to paint the headlights on our car black.
I love the 4th of July. I love the 4th of July, too.
Do I look different to you, Dad?
You're taller.
Would you know I was your daughter?
Hey, I spotted you on the dock and waved, didn't I?
Me too. You waved at me too.
Sure I did.
Do I look the same as when you went away? Or am I more grown up?
Well, you have these neat little curves at the corner of your mouth that make you look like you're happy, even when you're not smiling.
I do? Where?
Oh, here. Right here. Right here.
Do I have them too?
Your ears are smiling. You sure have got a lot of hair. If we start the massage now, maybe you'll keep yours longer than I will.
Benjamin Franklin was bald. Bald men have lots of brains.
Yes, they do. But I'm not bald. Not yet.
I think you look real handsome. All the kids at school get jealous when I show them your picture in your captain's uniform.
How many zeros did you get?
10, maybe 12.
Look over there. They're going to start the fireworks now.
Oh, wow. There it goes.
Ooh, hey, wow. Look at that one. It's like a giant chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
I wish they'd send up a marigold.
Watch up there. Right up there. Maybe the next one will look like a marigold.
Can we have a garden again? We had the best garden before the war. We had 1 acre of marigolds and glads.
2 acres?
Yeah. Can we do it again?
I want a greenhouse full of tomatoes.
You ate all the tomatoes as high as you could reach.
I did, didn't I? I haven't had any tomatoes since. Can we have a greenhouse again?
Hey, Raimi. Hey, did you see that redhead?
Which one? What?
Over there. Look at that redhead. She has a great figure.
Which one?
You see there how she's built? The one that just sat down on the green blanket. I wonder if she's with anyone.
That woman over there?
Yes. What a figure. She's built like a racehorse.
She has a funny nose.
I'm not talking about her nose. I'm showing you how to spot a great figure.
Mama has a nice shape.
She's turning around. I think she saw me.
Dad, that woman isn't good looking. Her face is scrambled.
I'm not looking at her face.
Mama's beautiful. We can't wait to see Mama when she gets home from work. She's so beautiful. Which part of the lady are you looking at, Dad? This part?
Oh, you fool.
I love to watch her get ready in the morning. I love to watch her put on her makeup and get into her stockings.
Look at the body on that woman.
Why do you want to look at bodies so much?
Oh, if you had a body like that, you'd know.
I don't want a body like that. It's all lumpy.
Yeah.
I'd hate to jiggle when I walk. All the nasty boys make remarks about girls who jiggle when they walk. They say that girls who jiggle will do anything.
Have you talked to your mother about that?
About what?
You know, about that.
What about what?
You're growing up. Wearing a T-shirt three sizes too big doesn't hide everything.
Daddy!
Boys are going to want to sleep with you. Did your mother tell you what to do about it?
I don't want to talk about it now.
Well, boys are going to want to sleep with you. Do you know how to protect yourself?
I can beat up any boy my age.
The men down at the fishing dock whistled at you when we walked by.
And me? I'm only 11.
You're a pretty kid.
Oh, Dad. Well, all I can say is thank God I'm not a redhead.
Don't swear.
I'm not swearing. I'm giving thanks.
Is that a good figure, Dad?
Where?
That blonde over there.
Not bad. But the redhead is still number one.
Why don't you bozos look at the sky? That's where real beauty is. You two make me sick.
Ah, we're just healthy, red-blooded American boys.
You'd get a bloody nose if I was bigger.
Such talk. You're as tall as you're going to be.
I'm doing stretching exercises every day. I'm going to join the Marines when I'm 18. I know judo. Hey, I use that judo you taught me. I dumped a big man on his cam.
Yeah?
This guy came up to me on the street from behind and put his arms around me. I did that thing you showed me. I reached down like this, and I grabbed his ankle and pulled. You could hear him bellow all the way to San Francisco when he hit the sidewalk.
Girl.
It's true, Dad. You really did it. I shot my squirt gun right in his
cut
mouth.
Cut it out, Raimi. Cut it out. Where was your mother?
At work.
Well, things are going to change. I mean, you kids aren't going to be on your own anymore.
I don't get scared at night. I'm not afraid of anything anymore. After they captured that Jap submarine in Puget Sound, nothing could scare me, because I'm the fastest draw in Seattle.
When are you coming home, Dad?
I won't be coming back home, Raimi.
But you are home. Why are you living at Grandma's?
Your mother and I will be getting a divorce.
Oh, no. We waited for you to come home from the South Pacific. 4 whole years we waited. You're back in Seattle. You should come home.
No, your mother doesn't want me to.
She does. She really does. The whole war, all we lived for was for you coming back home.
It's awful to have you home, but not at our house.
All the kids in the neighborhood think it's funny. They all love you, and they're waiting to see your war souvenirs.
The flags and swords and the Japanese rifle you captured, all the kids want to see them.
We thought when the war was over, we could have fun again.
I did, too. That's all I live for, too.
What's the matter, Dad?
Nothing. My eyes just puddled up, that's all.
Don't you remember? President Roosevelt came on and said...
Yes, yes. I remember.
Dad, she's looking at us.
What?
You know, the redhead with the great figure.
I still got it. Sooner or later, they give me the eye.
What is it you do, Dad?
Oh, watch me.
But I don't know what to look for.
It's just the way I hold my head and body, you know? And my eyes. My bedroom eyes.
Yeah, that's always what Mama said about you.
She did?
She said she married you for your bedroom eyes.
Do I have bedroom eyes?
You have refrigerator eyes. To develop bedroom eyes, you have to stay out of the refrigerator.
Hey, look at that one, Dad.
Mm.
That's the best yet. It's still shooting. 1, 2, 3 giant showers of color.
Whoa.
Oh, great, it's making stars.
Mm.
Hey, it's a flag. Yeah. In the sky, they made a flag.
See the flag, Dad? See it? How do they do it?
Randy, Joni, come here. It's good. It's good.
Oh, rats, it's starting to fade.
It's good to be home.
Dad, won't you come back to our house to live?
I can't.
Please?
No. Your mother and I can't make a home together anymore.
What good was it done? What good was it your going away to fight?
Oh, I had to. I had to go and fight to protect you.
Yeah, but if you'd stayed home, we'd all still be together. It isn't fair.
I fought for you, and I fought for the flag.
But it isn't any fun without Mother.
Well, I'll get your new mother.
We love Mommy.
I'm sorry. Don't get upset. Hey, we'll go phone this great woman I met. You guys can talk to her. She has a really great figure.
Better than the redhead?
No, better than the redhead. After you get to know her on the phone, I'm going to ask her to marry me. You'll love her.
Does she know about us?
We're going to tell her. Come on, let's find a phone.
I hate to talk on the phone.
Where did you meet her?
In the Philippines.
Is she a Filipino?
No, Bostonian.
What's that?
Someone from Boston, Massachusetts. We live on the Pacific Ocean. Boston is on the Atlantic Ocean. It's clear across the United States.
How did she get to the Philippines?
The Army sent her. She was in the WACS.
Weren't you in Boston?
Cambridge. That's where the Army sent me, to navigation school. Your old man is a Harvard man.
You didn't meet till you were both in the South Pacific?
We met right after the invasion of Hollandia.
Just like the movies.
I was born lucky.
Did you date?
Oh, I took her out on my boat whenever General Kruger was away, which was most of the time.
Does Mommy know she was on your boat?
Hey, look at that! Up to the right! That's a triple burst! Look at the colors change! Come on, kids, let's pack up and go and phone her. You'll love her. Come on, the fireworks are nearly over. We don't want to get stuck in this crowd.
I don't want to talk on the phone on the 4th of July.
Joni, be a good sport and pack up the picnic things. Come on, pal.
Okay, Dad.
Hey, Scooter. We'll meet you at that phone booth over there.
Fireworks by Megan Terry. And now the last play in the Holidays Quartet. I Can't Find It Anywhere by Oliver Haley.
7-letter word for guilty person. Begins with C. Different. Oh, of course, culprit. C. L. P. R. Letter.
I can't find it anywhere.
8-letter word for homes.
Did you hear me, John John?
Hmm?
I can't find it anywhere.
Don't call me John John.
What's your name? I'll call you John John till you die. John John.
I used to love that name till that Kennedy kid came along and ruined it for me.
This country's big enough for 2 John Johns.
Try telling that to the guys down at the barber shop.
Well, what do you care about the guys at the barber shop? When was the last time you had a haircut, anyway?
The day Kennedy died and that kid saluted.
Mm. Speaking of which, I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, you can be sure they didn't move it.
Well, that's what you think. I was out there practically all day looking for it. It's gone. They have moved it. Can they do that?
Of course not.
Well, then get on the horn and report it, because they have moved our boy's grave.
They don't move the dead bodies around out there, Mommy. You're just not looking in the right place. What's that on your lapel?
Hmm?
Did you steal a flag, Mommy?
No, there are 68,000 flags out there today. I took two. One for you, too, John John.
And the flowers? Where'd you get the flowers?
Well, he'd want me to have them. You know he would.
Maybe, but what about the good folks who put those flowers on the graves of their dead boys? Would they want you to have them?
Flowers were put on wrong graves. Everybody out there was lost. All those flags, all those straight lines, lost as hell. Besides, he always sent me flowers. He sent me flowers on Mother's Day, all the way from Korea that year. You remember?
No, I don't.
Well, he sure did it. He liked to say it with flowers. And by God, this room is beginning to say it.
Why do you keep thinking he went to Korea?
Because he died in the 50s. That's where they died in the 50s, wasn't it? Korea?
In the 50s, yes. But if he'd fought in the 50s, he'd still have been in grade school.
We'll take our babies. No, it's half.
I want it to be Korea as much as you do. Nobody wants it to be Vietnam, Mommy. If you want the truth, I wish it was World War II.
Somebody I know was in World War II.
Me?
No, not you. I mean, somebody who paid the price. You lived.
I've argued both ways.
My father, that's who it was. Yeah, my father died in World War II.
Your father died during World War II, not in it. He died during it of old age.
Okay. And it's somebody else. Somebody I knew and cared about took World War II like a man.
Died.
Right. Wait a minute. It's coming back to me. I even remember where he died. At Chateau Thierry.
That was World War I, Mommy.
Well, then I mixed up. Oh, I sure never knew anybody in World War I.
Hell, you had friends at Appomattox.
Never heard of the place.
Eight letters for Holmes.
Did we get any mail today?
Mail?
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing a flag today or aren't you? There isn't any. It's Memorial Day.
No mail? Oh, what a hateful holiday.
If you got mail, it wouldn't be a holiday. That's how you know it is one. You go to the mailbox on a day when you haven't been to church and there isn't any, and so you know you're having yourself another holiday.
Anybody called?
Who's in town to call? Everybody's away, celebrating.
Celebrating what? Dead boys? I'll never understand this holiday. Any idiot can figure out Christmas. You celebrate Christ. And Thanksgiving's for the pilgrims. Mother's Day's for me. Father's Day's for you. Easter's for Christ again. But Memorial Day, to celebrate dead boys? Jesus.
Not to celebrate them, Mommy, to remember them.
Yeah. Well, then why doesn't everybody put down their fishing rods and take off their water skis and climb out of their campers and lower their heads for a minute?
You're depressed, Mommy. It's all these flowers. You brought the damn cemetery home with you.
Well, I'm depressed because I can't find him. I can't find him anywhere. At least he always finds me. Remembers me with flowers. Thank God for that.
How'd you go?
I took the bus.
It's too many hills for the bicycle.
No, I mean, once you got to the cemetery, did you take Valley Forge Avenue to Shiloh Drive?
I didn't take either. I went straight up Porkchop Hill Lane.
I don't even know Porkchop Hill Lane.
Well, that's because you haven't been out there in years. You haven't been there since they put in San Juan Hill Road. Porkchop Hill Lane's a new one. Saves time. You don't get lost in that damn Argon cul-de-sac. Only I still couldn't find 38th Parallel Boulevard.
Why were you looking for 38th Parallel Boulevard?
Because that's where he's buried.
No, Mommy, no.
Oh.
He's buried in Da Nang Alley. That's why you can't find him. You've got to go up Da Nang Alley.
I can't. Not by myself. Would you go with me? Hmm? They don't close till 7 today. We have time. Help me find him. Please. Wherever he is, I want to kneel beside him again. Please. John, John?
You know why I stopped going, don't you, Mommy? Because you wouldn't cross 38th Parallel Boulevard.
Well, I will. This time, I'll take flowers across it. That'll help. Lots of flowers. I'll give him back all the flowers he gave me today. Oh, it'll be beautiful. Da Nang Alley's never seen so many flowers. It'll look as lovely as Belowood Lane and Iwo Jima Terrace. Hurry, John John. Put your American flag in your buttonhole and carry a bag of flowers, huh?
Uh-huh.
Now, we'll show folks what Memorial Day is all about. We're coming, boy. We didn't forget. We're proud of you. No matter where you're dead and buried. John, John, John.
I Can't Find It Anywhere by Oliver Haley. The performers in Holidays were Robbie Berridge, Fran Brill, Robert Christian, Russell Horton, Dorothy Lyman, Tony Roberts, and Carol Titel. The plays were directed by Daniel Freudenberger and engineered by Marv Nunn. They were recorded in New York by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.